Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Here's a gear shift. The weekend has been dominated around the world by the Olympics, from the spectacular opening ceremony yesterday morning Australia's time to Australia's first glorious gold in the 4x100 metres freestyle relay, setting an Olympic record. Go girls! So let's get the latest from London. Joining us now, Foxtel sports presenter James Bracey. Brace, welcome back to Open House.
Hello, Lee. Good to talk to you again.
Good on you, mate. That gold was so glorious, wasn't it, Brace?
I was sitting on the Foxtel set in the International Broadcast Centre in the Olympic Park at the time, and I almost broke our brand new set. I was jumping around that much. It was just so good to watch. And,
Yeah. You
know, we came in as the fastest from the heats, but we were actually underdogs because the Dutch and the USA have dominated that event over the years. We've won it before back in Athens in 2004.
Yep.
We missed out on the gold in Beijing in 2008, but boy, did the girls turn it on last night. It was just so good to watch.
Tough night, though, for Stephanie Rice, Brace.
Look, a sixth place in the 400 IM, she came in as the defending champion in that event, but she has been battling shoulder and neck injuries, and she really didn't know how well she could go, and she had such stiff competition. And we're just seeing a resurgence, too, in the Chinese. Look, a USA swimmer came into that event, Elizabeth Beisel is the favourite. The Chinese ended up skipping two gold last night, and they've really dominated across the board. I think they will throughout the meet, too. But look, Steph, she was emotional afterwards. She's still got the 200 individual medley to come and the 4x200 freestyle relay as well. So it's not over for her yet. But that was the big one, and she really wanted to get off to a golden start, unfortunately.
Liesl Jones under a great deal of pressure, especially after what's been said about her and her body shape over the last week. She's just about 10 minutes ago won her heat for the 100 metres breaststroke.
Yeah, and look, that's a good little statement she'll be trying to make. Probably no surprise there that she got through comfortably to the semi-finals later tonight. But that's going to be the real test for her, is getting into that final, because Rebecca Soni is the gun breaststroker at the moment. Young Australian Leeston Pickett will also give it a crack. And look, for Liesl to make the final, it'll be fantastic. For her to even get close to the medals, it'll be outstanding. And anything better than that will be a bonus. So she's got a statement to make. She came in under the pump. She was enjoying flying under the radar, Lee, but unfortunately that wasn't the case. But hey, she's a racer, she's a trooper, she's been around for a while, and she'll give it a good red-hot crack in the semis.
So what are the prospects for the Aussies today as Sunday competition gets underway your time?
Yeah, look, we're turning our attention throughout the day here to the team sports, because we've already seen our hockey roos go down to New Zealand, 1-0 just a short time ago, which is a bit unfortunate. The girls weren't expected to do amazingly over here, but still a setback nonetheless. Look, the Opals got over Great Britain on day one of action. Now it's the time for the Boomers to play Brazil today. We're back in action with the volleyball too at Horse Guards Parade, the beach volleyball that is, and our men's volleyball team, the guys that shouldn't even be here and somehow snatch victory to qualify, taking on Argentina. Look, Lee, in the end, all the attention will turn to the pool again as well, because James Magnussen and James Roberts will be leading the way for the blokes in the 4x100 freestyle relay. So we're trying to match the girls, the blokes later tonight, and they are red hot favourites. So it could be double gold to start the games in the relays for the guys. And in the pool as well, we've got real chances in the men's breaststroke, the 100, with Brenton Rickard and Christian Springer. And keep an eye on Alicia Coutts in the final of the 100 butterfly as well.
I can't wait, as a swimmer, and as you know yourself, James, to see James Magnussen, the missile, at work.
Oh, I tell you what, I just get goosebumps thinking about what that guy could do here at the Games. He comes in, and Ian Thorpe said last week, and these are huge words from Ian Thorpe, he even said, "I don't usually single out swimmers, but this guy's the best I've seen in a decade." And
fantastic.
I have no doubts that he's spot on the mark there, because James Magnussen could do anything here. He potentially can win 4 gold medals here at the Games in 2 relays, and also the 100 freestyle and the 50-metre freestyle as well. And the way he's going, and having James Roberts, a good mate and arch rival too, in the race with him in the 100 freestyle, is only going to push him as well. So, look, I've no worries at all about this relay for the men tonight. I reckon they'll absolutely romp it in. And I just want to see the James Magnussen show start, because it's the missile and James Roberts the rocket going head-to-head in the 100 free. It's going to be a cracking race once it gets underway.
Yeah, too right. James, from what you've seen of London beyond the broadcast centre, how's the city coping with it?
Yeah, look, I mean, traffic is, they warned everyone everything would be congested, and it is, but it's been pretty good since it got underway. There was a few teething problems, as there always is with these sorts of things, but everyone seems happy, and I made a point yesterday of getting to have a good walk around Olympic Park, and gee, I got a Sydney vibe about it. There was just a real buzz. They got the party atmosphere going, and there was a real vibe there, and everyone was in good spirits, and even ducked in and watched a bit of handball. Brazil and Croatia going head to head. I tell you what, that is one sport that needs to grow in Australia because it is good to watch, and I reckon it can be even better to play. So, look, the handball was great. The atmosphere is really building here, and I think once Team GB gets a few medals under the belt, it'll be even more so.
Yeah. There's been a bit of chatter about the small crowds, or not as big as we'd been expecting, even at events like the swimming.
Yeah, that's probably one of the disappointments. We've had a few colleagues that I've spoken to who've gone to events, and all the cheap seats are sold out, the ones up in the nosebleeds, but down where all the corporate seats have been sold, closer to the arena, they're empty. So they've been sold off to businesses, sponsors, whatever, and they're not being taken up. And that irks me as a sports fan, to think that there's empty seats close to the court and these people that have been dying to go to these sports, you know, saved up money to go there, and they've got their tickets off in the cheap seats, but they could be down there enjoying action much closer, and yet the corporates aren't going near it. And that worries me a little bit, because that's what you don't want to see. And that would be a worry for LOCOG as well. They've got to get people into those seats and make sure that stadiums, no matter what the sport is, are packed out, because gaps like that aren't a good reflection on the organisers of the game.
Totally. Mustn't let you go without mentioning the opening ceremony. You were on air at the time, so you didn't get to taste it in person, but what a display that was.
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah. Denny Boyle, I tell you what, and he's just, and they've loved it too. The Poms have embraced it. And don't you just love the James Bond additives, Mr. Bean? Aussies, if it was going to relate to anyone, it's Aussies, because we've grown up with all that stuff. And just to be able to see it there, Mary Poppins, I just love all, and the way they actually could actually make fun of themselves too, and the Queen got
and the
so
Queen.
Involved as well. It was just,
she soared even higher in my estimations when I saw her first acting gig, and she carried it off. It was just wonderful stuff.
Oh, it was fantastic to watch, Lee, and that was such a great way to get the games underway. Now the Brits just need medals. They're not too happy with Australia getting a gold on the opening day, and they're not
tough. What was the highlight of the ceremony for you, Bryce?
Oh, I really like the Queen's involvement. Yeah, I just thought that was fantastic. I mean, it was great seeing the Aussies walk out and all the big smiles on their faces, but just it was so unexpected for me, and just the James Bond theme to go with it. And I love Daniel Craig as James Bond as well. I just think it worked really well, and I think the whole world would have appreciated that one too.
My friend, it's no use saying enjoy the next few days, because I know you will. You're in your absolute element. Thank you so much for sparing the time, pal.
Oh, Lee, my pleasure. I'll talk to you soon.
Enjoy.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.